Well, some of the early results showed the Democrats winning a handful of vulnerable seats, blunting those suggestions of a Republican red wave. In the Senate races, the Republicans keep control of the Ohio Senate seat, with author and Trump-endorsed J.D. Vance beating Democrat challenger Tim Ryan. The Democrats, though, kept a hold of their most vulnerable seat, the New Hampshire Senator Maggie Hassan winning her re-election bid. The tightest races in Georgia and Pennsylvania remain too close to call. In the governor races, former White House press secretary under Donald Trump, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, made history. She became the first woman governor of Arkansas. While the Florida governor and rising Republican star and possible White House contender in 2024, Ron DeSantis, won his re-election bid. But we saw the former president Donald Trump releasing a video making unsubstantiated claims about voting irregularities in Arizona, suggesting that Democrats were preventing Republicans from voting and possibly laying the stage for wider claims of voter fraud. I'm Nick Harper in Washington.